Hi guys, welcome to the CE Okoye podcast with Chima Okoye. You are in for an experience of a lifetime, so don't go nowhere. The topic relationship is a very wide one. This is because the term in itself is like an umbrella that contains other areas. There's relationship between lovers, that's married couples and those dating. There's relationship between siblings, brothers and sisters, and so on and so forth. There's relationship with colleagues or between colleagues. And there's relationships with friends. So here you can see that relationship is broad and will require a series of episodes to satisfactorily handle it. But what I hope to achieve on today's episode is to bring some clarity on the general idea or notion of relationship so as to better handle the people in our lives. I will attempt to group people under three categories based on their characteristics and attitudes. This grouping may not entirely be accurate, but in life, you must meet or you must have met people who fall under any of these categories. Before I go on, let me state clearly and with all confidence that people are important. You can't even live life. Life itself was made so that people will need to come together. That's the system. So we in life generally, we talk about systems. The system for existence itself, the software, if I can put it that way, is people, relationships. That is what makes life work. The software, the operating system itself is relationship. People are important, and there are many things you will struggle to get just because you are alone. Relationship is man's greatest resource. Everything that you are ever going to get and everything that is ever going to come to you will come through a person. And this is why you have to be careful how you treat people, because there is no guarantee that your blessing will come through someone you like or someone who shares the same ideologies with you. This is why I have an issue with cutting people off. The truth is, there are people who can be very, very draining. There are people who can be very, very annoying. There are people who can be very, very stressful to be around. And in this case, it may be necessary to end such relationships. But I beg you, where it isn't necessary, don't cut people off. Rather, understand the category they fall under and manage them. The key to a door you will meet in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, in 7 years' time, might be in the hands of a colleague at work, or might be in the hands of a friend, and so on and so forth. So it's important that you know how to handle, you understand people and handle them well. Wisdom, according to the greatest book in the Bible, Proverbs, says wisdom is profitable to direct. Now, having got all that out of the way, I'll dive right into the categories I talked about earlier. And I'm crediting the knowledge on this to Bishop T.D. Jakes, who shared all of these in a message, in one of his messages. Number one, you have the confidants. The confidants are your friends. They are always around you. They are in your corner. They are always there to cheer you on. They are always there to lift you up. They are always there to rebuke you. You understand? They are always there. They always have your back. When you've made a mistake, they are there. When you hit a milestone, they are there. You know, they are always there. They are always around. Whether things are smooth or whether things are rough, they are there for the long haul. They are your confidence. You need confidence in your life. You need confidence around you. Number two, we have your constituents. Your constituents represent those who are for you, but they don't necessarily love you. They are not necessarily into you, but they are for you. They are there as long as that project is there. They are there as long as that mission is there. They are there as long as that company is there. As long as that particular thing you are standing for is there, they will always be there. And after that time, after that period, after that phase, they are gone. And then three, you have your comrades. These ones aren't for you, neither are they into you, but they are just against what you're against. Now, when I heard this, it blew my mind off. I was like, what is this? You know, that your comrades are those who aren't, they are not necessarily for you, neither are they into you, but they are just against what you're against. They will team up with you to defeat a common greater threat, and after that, they are gone. Now, these people, they are not your staff, they are not there to push you or anything. They are not even your friends, they don't necessarily love you and all of that. But when it is time to fight a common enemy, they will come and back you. You understand? They are against what you are against. Now, if you're listening to this and you have a better description or you have a better explanation to this, please leave a comment or go to my social media on Instagram, Facebook, leave a comment under the post I'll be making with regards to this, and let me also know what you think. Now, when these things happen, when these people leave, when your constituents leave or your comrades leave, don't be angry, don't be pissed, don't feel sad. That's why I did this grouping, so that as you deal with people, you understand where they fall under. And so you don't feel sad. Rather, you maintain the... Now, one thing that Nonso, one of my guests, mentioned in a previous episode, one of the things she said was that communication is important in relationships. So whether it's your comrades or whether your constituents, keep the communication line going. That's how you manage a relationship. Simple. That's the simple way to manage a relationship. Keep an effective communication line, so that when it is time for you to need this person again, it will not be like you are being manipulative. All right, you are simply making use of a resource. Like, remember I said something, I said that people are resources, human beings are resources. Now, in conclusion, there are three tips I want to share with you that will help in relating with people. Number one, everyone cannot be your friend. Everyone cannot be your friend. So when someone walks out of your life, you don't necessarily have to hate that person per se. You don't necessarily have to hate that person and be bitter towards that person. But you understand, when you have a better understanding of the fact that everybody will not love you, everybody will not be your friend, then I think there's going to be a greater chance of you living a happier life. Two, everyone cannot be against you. So be open to constructive criticism. Everyone cannot be against you. So always be open to constructive criticism. And third, you don't need to share every idea with everyone around you. Be discerning of the people around you and limit what you share.
Thank you guys. Don't forget to share your thoughts and ideas with us. See you next time.